Investment flash.
The crown is slipping, buddy. We are seeing a massive shift in where the big money is hiding.
It's Wednesday, June 24th, and you're listening to the New York edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald.
Yeah, look, the tech giants aren't just wobbling. They're actually dragging the indices down now. It's a complete regime change.
No way, Gerald. Look at the hardware side. SK Hynix is planning a $29 billion listing in the U.S. to fund AI memory capacity.
Wait a second. That matches the Saudi Aramco initial public offering from 2019. That is an absolute monster of a deal.
Honestly, it's about time someone admitted memory's the bottleneck. But a $30 billion listing? In this environment?
But that's the point. The semiconductor ETF is up nearly 67% year to date, and it's still 7% below its high.
Right. And that tells me the trade isn't actually crowded yet. The demand for AI infrastructure is clearly still accelerating.
Fair enough, but look at Nvidia. It fell 4% last session, and it's now 15% below its 52-week high.
Oh, come on. That's just a healthy breather for the king. It was bound to happen eventually.
An analyst raising a price target after a 50% rally is just a very expensive way of saying, I saw what happened.
That's brutal, but honestly, he's not wrong about the lag we're seeing in the big names.
All right. But Marie, you were the one championing Accenture yesterday, and the Financial Times is backing you up today.
Exactly. Lex is arguing the sell-off in IT consultants is totally overdone. Accenture is trading at a forward price-to-earnings ratio of less than 9.
Yeah, look, an 8.7 multiple for a company that can actually implement AI projects. That does look like a bit of a gift.
See? Value man Gerald likes a tech stock. I knew we'd get there eventually.
Not so fast, Tom. This is a rotation story. Microsoft is down 21% year-to-date. The Mag 7 are officially the Lag 7.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story?
The thing is, investors are realizing that software might actually be disrupted by AI before it gets a boost from it.
For real? Look at Indian IT exporters like Infosys then. They are getting absolutely crushed on that exact fear.
Right. Infosys is down over 40% this year. Their weight in the Indian index has hit a record low.
Which brings us back to the hardware side. China is now throttling mineral exports to Japan to put pressure on Prime Minister Takeuchi.
That's why the rare earth ETF is up nearly 20% year to date. Supply is tightening everywhere.
Hold on. If Japan's manufacturing gets hit by a mineral choke, that's a massive headwind for Japanese equities.
To be fair, the Japan ETF is still up 14% this year, but this geopolitical shock could reverse those gains very quickly.
Buddy, there is just no safe place to hide today. Even the oil market is a total mess.
No, but that's exactly my point. You have $125 billion in cargo stranded in the Persian Gulf right now.
And yet, China's independent refiners have cut their operating rates to a 9-year low. Demand is cratering while supply is blocked.
It's a binary setup for the oil fund. It's either going to the moon or falling off a cliff.
Wait a second. That's why our view today is to own oil volatility rather than picking a direction. It's too unpredictable.
Spot on.
Totally.
That's it.
While we're on volatility, we have to mention the Beijing probe into Futu Securities and Tiger Brokers. That is a direct hit to retail trading platforms.
Look, Futu is already down 45% this year. This regulatory overhang is just getting deeper and deeper.
Wait, but didn't economist Diana Troileva say this actually helps Hong Kong in the long run? Like, it makes the city more important for offshore yuan.
Yeah, look, it's a contrarian take. The Hong Kong ETF is near its 52-week low. If you're a value hunter, that's where you're looking.
I'm going to push back here. Calling the bottom on Hong Kong again? That's like 6 bottoms this cycle.
Yeah, fair enough. I sounded the same about Cisco back in 2020.
Speaking of being wrong, the market seems very complacent about UK gilts.
People are obsessing over Westminster politics and ignoring the global macro.
Well, the Financial Times says gilts are cheap right now. The gilt ETF is near its low for the year.
It's a classic case of political noise drowning out the yield story. If global turmoil spikes, those gilts are going to re-rate fast.
If you're scared of the turmoil, Evercore is telling everyone to just buy ExxonMobil or Mondelez as a negative beta hedge.
No, but think about it. Exxon is up about 14% this year, and it only has a price-to-earnings ratio of 13. That's a real safety net.
Honestly, I'm just surprised it took a strategist note for people to realize that buying a company with actual earnings might be a good idea.
Oh, that's brutal. Just because we're not all in bonds like you, Gerald.
All right, let's look at the big picture. We're seeing a rotation within tech, not out of it. It's moving from software to hardware infrastructure.
Right, and don't forget that $6 billion in forced selling we saw in Korean chips. That was mechanical, not fundamental.
True, but when the technical damage is that heavy, the recovery is rarely a straight line. Investors are jumpy.
The bottom line is that the lag 7 narrative is tempting, but a single positive AI catalyst could trigger a massive short covering rally.
I'm staying bullish on the chips, buddy. The SK Hynix listing is the real signal.
Just keep an eye on that 52-week high. Most of these names are struggling to get anywhere near it.
As always, none of this is investment advice. If you're finding this helpful, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with all our sources.
We'll see if my chip trade holds up by tomorrow.
I'll have my bond charts ready when it doesn't. See you tomorrow, 7:30 London.
We're back for the London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time. See you then.